With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Some Roaring Fork Valley residents may feel the stress of being stuck at home, not seeing family and friends, or anxious about what the future holds with a coronavirus outbreak. Jackie Scramstad knows that those feelings are happening. She's the clinical operations manager for MindSprings Health in the Valley. She spoke with me about ways you can take care of your mental health during this time. Just in general, how do you think COVID-19 and the coronavirus and the stress that may come along with the virus can affect people's mental health?
We really want to have certainty in our lives. And when things feel uncertain and beyond our control, it can really leave us with a sense of not feeling safe. And certainly the coronavirus has people feeling uncertain and somewhat out of control. And this can also remind us of other times in our lives when we did not feel safe. So these things compound, and our mental health and wellness can be impacted. And as a result, we may feel more on edge, angry, helpless, or sad. It's really important that we all remember we're doing the best that we can during these difficult times. And so treat others with kindness and compassion, knowing that they're doing the best that they can. And treat yourself with kindness and compassion, knowing you are doing the best that you can. And really practice good self-care. Take care of yourself. Be gentle with yourself during these difficult times.
So what might that self-care look like, since many people may be told to, you know, stay home as often as they can, and they may not be able to see their loved ones, their elderly loved ones? So what can that self-care look like in a time like this?
That is a great question. And so I have three different tips. The first one is really being able to separate what's in our control and what's not within our control. And obviously the coronavirus is not fully in our control, but our response to it is. And so we want to do the things that all of the public health and medical community have informed us of doing, washing our hands, having healthy habits around eating, sleep, and exercise, and following social distancing recommendations. Now, within following the social distancing recommendations, I think that's the question. How do we keep ourselves sane and maintain our connections, because we're social people? Although it's important to be connected to the news and know what's happening in your community, I really recommend limiting news and social media exposure. Get informed, know what's happening, and then turn it off, put it away, don't look at it anymore. Find new and creative ways to stay connected with friends, family, and loved ones. In today's day and age, there are virtual ways to stay connected. You can do FaceTime, you can do Zoom or Skype.
And what about going outside?
Fresh air, sunshine is so important for our health and well-being. And you can do this and still social distance and not be around other people. You can take a walk around the neighborhood. You can take a walk, a hike, a bike ride. If you're not in shape and feel like, gosh, I don't want to be moving around too much, just go outside, sit in a chair, get some sunshine and some fresh air. It really helps with our health and wellness and gives us needed vitamin D, which is also good for our health and wellness.
That was MindSprings Health Clinical Operations Manager Jackie Scramstad talking about how we can take care of our mental health during the coronavirus outbreak. You can find more information on local mental health resources at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.